This is Ozarks at Large. Thanks for being with us in the middle of this final week of July. Establishing an entertainment district in downtown Springdale is still under consideration. Last night, city council members chose to leave the ordinance on the first reading and look at it again in 2 weeks. If approved, the ordinance would permit alcoholic beverages to be carried outside of participating businesses and be consumed within the downtown Springdale outdoor dining district between 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. daily, so long as the beverage is contained in a designated cup. Mike Gilbert, a member of the Downtown Springdale Alliance's board of directors, says while the board was hesitant about the initiative at first, it now endorses the project as a way to help support local businesses that may be struggling during the pandemic.
What Downtown Springdale Alliance is trying to do is to support the downtown businesses, both those that serve alcohol and those that don't, by bringing Footsteps on Emma Avenue. Footsteps on Emma Avenue was defined as the success of the initiative for the Downtown Springdale Alliance when it was formed. If we don't have people down here, nobody's going to invest in their restaurants. We're not going to get a higher step of restaurant unless we have a reason for people to want to be down here.
Some city council members voice concerns from constituents who are worried that alcohol means the area will not be family friendly. Jill Dabbs, executive director of DSA, says families have been kept in mind during the development of the district.
The branding team really, and the some of the board members were on that, they really wanted to be family friendly forward with this. That's why we chose the name Outdoor Dining District. I shared with you guys the branding logo last week when I was here. And it has forks and spoons on it. So we wanted to be food forward and accompanied by a drink is the reason that we chose that particular branding. So we're very much on the same page with all of you in the environment that we're working and striving to create down here. So thank you for that.
Business owner Brent Hale also spoke in support of the proposal.
I own two restaurants here in downtown right off Emma, neither of which currently serve alcohol, but I'm absolutely in favor of this ordinance. I think now more than ever, the faster we can move forward with this, especially during COVID, it's going to afford us the opportunity to bring folks into the downtown area while still affording them the opportunity to practice that social distancing and allow our smaller restaurants like ours to be able to kind of increase our footprint and our reach here on Emma simply by doing that.
Boundaries for the downtown Springdale Outdoor Dining District would be designated by signs. The district encompasses Emma Avenue from Shiloh Street to Water Street. It goes as far north as Johnson Avenue and as far south as Grove Avenue. City council members voiced concern about giving local residents enough time to hear about the ordinance. The council decided to discuss the proposal again at its next regular meeting, which is scheduled for August 11th. Last year, the state legislature passed a law allowing cities and towns to establish entertainment districts. A number of cities around the state have since created their own entertainment districts, including El Dorado, Fayetteville, Little Rock, Mountain Home, and North Little Rock.